What's good, ladies and gentlemen? This is your boy, Richard. I'm back, and I've been working so damn much, but I'm back. Today, we got two things to talk about. We got some on the lighter side, and then we got some on the more heavier side to talk about. Now, the first thing we're going to talk about the Kanye West situation, how this man went from being a billionaire, went from having everything that this man has been screaming and howling about that he wanted. He finally got it. And in 48 hours of going on a talk show, he has ruined his career. And in 48 hours, he lost it all. And then, ladies and gentlemen, the second thing, a new feature to Xbox. Yes, indeed. If you own the Xbox One X, Xbox Series S and X, a new feature has dropped. If you haven't put your system on automatically download, please do, because you're going to love this new feature. Trust me. But let's sit back, let's relax, and let's get into the first conversation of the day, and that is the Kanye West situation, as I call it, the Kanye West doom day. Now, first and foremost, if you haven't really heard what's been going on, Kanye West went on Noriega, and he's a rapper, show called Drunk Champ, where everybody talk about different stuff, they get their drink on, and they just talk about things that, you know, they wouldn't talk about on other shows and stuff. And Kanye West was on his show three times. Now, the first time he was cool, just talking about regular stuff. The second time he talked about some stuff, and then he said that after this, I won't have no celebrity friends. And now the third time that he came on the Drunk Champ show, that is when he sat up here and talked about a lot of stuff that even I would never, ever, ever remotely talk about. But let's get right into it. Now, as you know, on if you want to check out Drunk Champ, first and foremost, you can go to YouTube.com, type in Drunk Champs, and you can actually watch the video. It is the third episode in the whole Kanye West 3 series. Basically, it started off as a cool, relaxing type of conversation. Then he started basically talking about how, and mind you, this is not my words, this is the words of Kanye West. I watched the whole thing, and the fact that this man sat up here and talked about the Jewish community, the way he spoke about the Jewish community and the music industry, and how, you know, we all, like I said, we are individuals. We all have different colors and creed that work in the music industry, the fashion industry. And the fact that this man sat up here and talked about and demeaned the Jewish community to the point that he even sat up here and said that he and we are from Jewish descent. Now, don't get me wrong, there are individuals, there are people that are African American, and African American and Jewish community, because of two people who came together, and it happens, and it's a beautiful situation. And the fact that this man sat up here and was stating wrong facts and sitting up here just dogging, demeaning, basically trying to run over the Jewish community, it really made me sit back and say, is this man really saying this stuff out of his mouth? My thing is this, and if anybody has checked out my show, y'all know, I'm not the type of individual to talk about any creed of color. I talk about regular stuff, what people has talked about, said, whatever. But the one thing I would never do is sit up here and demean somebody or anybody's, you know, basically their relationship, their, you know, their country. I would never sit up here and talk about nobody religion, nobody where they come from. Like I said, black, white, Jewish people, anybody. I would never do that. And for this man, Kanye West, to sit up here and talk about them in a, such of a way that it automatically made me uncomfortable watching it. Because my thing is, you're a grown man. I get it. You upset. I get it. You're in pain. I get it. You're going through a lot. But the one thing I tell anybody, you can't drag. You cannot drag anybody in the mud when they didn't have nothing to do with nothing. And that's what I'm, and that's my whole thing when it comes to the situation of how Kanye West was talking about people that are Jewish that are in the music industry, and the way that he was talking about them and talking about, you know, Jewish Hollywood and all this other crap. It was just one of those things. Like I said, I really was trying my hardest to not turn it off. And then the fact that this man is sitting up here, all of a sudden he's talking about how the Kardashian kidnapped his kids and how, you know, how they won't let, you know, him see his kids and all this. Look here, I get it. But if it's something that you want to fight for, especially your kids, then you fight for it. But the point of how this man talked the way he talked and did what he did on Noriega's Drunk Champ and everything else that he's been doing ever since, and to be honest with you, ever since this man's mother passed. It's just one of those things to where you look at Kanye West and you say, like, why is this man, why is he given this, you know, this beautiful situation where he has the money and the opportunity to be able to do so much, but instead, this man want to ridicule, talk about people, talk about other cultures, talk about stuff that people are going to look at you like, man, what's really wrong with you? And that's really the whole situation. And I'm not going to go full deep into everything, but it's just a fact of what he said. If you want to check it out for yourself, like I said, go to Drunk Champs on YouTube. Check it out, and you'll be able to see, you know, everything of what he said. And mind you, it's the third episode. Now, what I mean by the doom, you know, the doom day of Kanye, it's because of the fact that this man, because of what he said, has had his life go from being a billionaire to a zero-naire. Because this man has set up here, and within 48 hours, ladies and gentlemen, check this out. If you haven't heard, within 48 hours, the first thing that happened was Balenciaga, because there was going to be a big thing with Yeezy, Balenciaga, and of course Adidas because of his shoes. it was going to be for 2024, and that relationship, that was the first thing that went. That was Balenciaga cutting ties with Kanye West. The second thing was Gap, the clothing line, because they were actually thinking about doing a kind of volume 2 or season 2 of Kanye West, dealing with clothing and I think shoes this time. And that soured because of what he said. Then the next thing, the biggest blow out of them all, I've never ever in my life ever seen this happen because of what someone has said. The fact that Adidas dropped Kanye West and the Yeezy brand. But this is my thing, people. So, what's going to happen? Because this is my question. What do everybody think is going to happen to the brand? Because if you notice, there was still shoes, slides, and stuff that was supposed to come out this year and next year. Now, this is my question. Do you think that they're going to finish out with this year's brand of shoes and clothes and then cut ties with them? Because they already cut ties with them, but they not going to make no more. Are they going to sit up here, pay him enough to where the brand becomes Adidas and they start doing their own colorways and stuff like that? Like, just please let me know on what y'all feel, that y'all feel is going to happen with this situation. Because, like I said, right now this man is set back and put his foot in his mouth to the point to where this man cannot buy anything. It's so bad that this man went to Skechers shoe brand. And the security guards walked him out. As soon as he showed up, they walked him out. That's how you know that you messed up so bad. That a shoe brand that brings money in because of the low cost of their shoes, that they don't even want to deal with you because of everything that you said and did. See, you got to understand something, people, before I get out of here. This man, Kanye West, not only did he ruin himself, but what we all need to think about, what we all need to understand, is the fact that what is next? Because me, personally, I fear, and I talked about this on my show, I fear that he's going to try to commit suicide, or he's going to commit suicide, because this man, from a teenager, has worked hard to build himself from a musician, from a rapper, to a clothing brand, or to a clothing brand mogul that, you know, Virgil Abloh, you know, helped him bring to the forefront. Now this man has nothing. Zero. So at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, please do not be afraid to give me your comments on the situation. Do you feel like, you know, Adidas brand is going to sit up here and just release this year's brand of Yeezys and, you know, try to cash them out a check just so they can have the brand to themselves? Or do you think they're going to sell these last Yeezys that they're coming out for this year and just close it completely? Please let your boy know what y'all feel on that. And then to end the show on the right note, on a great note, for the first time ever, Xbox has made a deal with Apple Music to where Apple Music, for the first time on Xbox, It will be on the Xbox One X. They say the Xbox Series and the Xbox Series X. I think it's already on all three, because I know it's on the Xbox Series X. And just the best part about being able to listen to music and being able to play your game at the same time. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. This is your boy Richard. Once again, leave a comment. The next time I come back, we will definitely talk about the comments and even more stuff. So I'll holler at you.